Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for this wonderful moment, Lord. As we come into your presence, Lord, hallelujah, to worship thee and to glorify thee and to magnify thee, Father, as New Jerusalem Church, we pray that you would manifest your power. As your word says in the book of Isaiah, Father, it shall come into the past days that all nations shall flow into the house of the Lord and the top of the mountains and be blessed. And it also says, Father, in thy word that in the last days, when gross darkness shall fill the earth, the light of the glory of God shall be shining from thy church, from the body of Christ. We know thy coming is very soon, Father. And we know that the demons and the powers of darkness are stirred up to try to stop everything that pertains to God's will. But we know, Father, that thy will prevail in heaven and in earth and in the new heavens and the new earth and in all eternity. For thou art God, and no one can stand before you. And we know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, whether it's a believer or an unbeliever, whether it's demons or rats or whatever it is, Father, all the animals and the birds and the humans and every creature, Father, and the sun and the moon and the stars and all creation will bow down before the name of Jesus, that Jesus Christ might be the Lord of the universe. And we thank you, O Heavenly Father, that our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is our heavenly bridegroom, and he's coming back, and he's going to work a miracle and send a great revival over all this earth, starting from USA, and cleanse this land and cleanse this entire world, Father, that the power of God may be manifested. As you said, Lord, in the last days you will send hunters. Lord, send us, Father, manifest thy power, stretch out thy hands with signs and wonders and mighty deeds. You said, Father, that you would show your power on behalf of those whose heart is blameless towards you. Yes, Father, we pray that your name will be exalted, your name will be glorified, your name will be established in the national anthem, the Bible will be preached in schools. Hallelujah. There will be prayer and government. The name of Jesus will be honored. And all the powers of darkness, the powers of Lucifer that are trying to take over this world and dishonor God, we bind them, Father, and we stamp them under our feet in the name of Jesus Christ. For you said we are risen up and raised up and seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we know that all the powers of this world and the kingdom of darkness are under the feet of Jesus. And under our feet, as we are seated together with you. You have given us all power and authority, so we command thy will to be performed on earth as it is in heaven. And as we come into thy presence, Father, we know that the enemy has placed many obstacles. We pray that they will be shattered into pieces and powder by the power of Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us turn to the book of Micah. The book of Micah, chapter 2, and let us turn to verses 12 and 13. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozrah, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. The breaker has come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. And the king shall pass before them and the Lord on the head of them. What Micah chapter 2 verses 12 and 13 declare to us as a prophetic message for the end time in the 21st century is that God is going to bring his entire church, the body of Christ, together. There is going to be a great noise all over the world when the body of Christ comes together. This is not going to be the work of man, but it is going to be the work of Almighty God. Even as it says in the book of Joel, a mighty army that has been dormant is going to suddenly rise up. This army is going to be like an army of lions. This army is going to roar. This army is going to fly and soar like the eagle. What is great about this army? The Bible tells us that before this army, in the book of Joel, the Lord will roar and utter his voice, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. When there is an obstacle in development, what we do is we get a dozer. And we take the dozer and we level the obstacles. We grind the tree trunks. We clear out the stones. We level the ground. But when there are mountains before us, it's very difficult to completely wipe out the mountain. That is why instead of trying to get rid of a mountain, people make roads on the mountain. But for the children of God, there is no such thing as an obstacle, because the person who goes before us is not a human being. The person that goes before us is Lord God Almighty. No one can stop the Creator from moving forward. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, when Israel came out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was a sanctuary and Israel's dominion. The sea saw it, the ocean saw something and fled. The mountains stood like rams and the little hills like lambs. The mountains, which are blocking their path, started jumping around. The Bible tells us when God the Father sits on the white throne in the day of judgment, the whole universe will flee before Him. So the key thing we need to understand is that regardless of the obstacles that you see before you, the mountains that are looming before you, the rivers and the oceans that are roaring before you, the fire that is raging before you, please understand that you don't have to worry about it, because the one who goes before you is invisible to the naked eye. He can be seen only with spiritual eyes, because God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. We can see Him in our spirit, we can feel Him in our spirit, but we cannot see Him with this earthly eye. Some people ask me, why can't you see God? If I knew that God was going before me and I could see Him, I would be so thrilled and I would be so encouraged. Well, the problem is, try looking at the sun for a few seconds. If you look at the sun for more than a few minutes, you'll go blind. And guess what? God created that sun, that ball of fire, and that is one of the smallest suns in the universe, and there are millions and millions of suns that are bigger in size than the sun in our Milky Way. And if God created all of them, how are you going to look at God and be alive in this body of flesh? You would vaporize into nothing if you see God face to face. To the atheists that keep saying, show me God. Well, if you see God, you will cease to exist, because you cannot even see the sun. Oh yeah, I can see the sun with goggles, but try going near the sun. You'll be burnt into gases. That is what God is. That is why the Bible tells us, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. They will see God. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Our body of flesh is going to be transformed into the likeness of the glorious body of the Son of God, and then we will see God in all His glory and power. Until then, we see God in dreams, we see God in visions, we see God face to face, but not in His complete power and strength, because His body of flesh made of the dust of the earth cannot withstand the power of God. And therefore, because God is all-powerful, almighty, and if He comes now in all His full power, the heaven and the earth will run away. And that's why in the correct time, God will come and be seated on the white throne. However, when God, our Heavenly Father, goes before us, there is nothing that can stand before us. The breaker has come before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it. And the king shall pass on before them. One name given for our God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's almighty. That means nothing is impossible. He's omniscient. He's present everywhere. He existed before time. He always existed. And if you try to figure out how God can always exist, we will probably lose our mind, because our one-pound brain cannot understand the majestic power of Almighty God. Our God is King of Kings. Our God is God Almighty. There is no other God. There is only one God, and that is Jesus Christ. Some people get so mixed up. What is this God, the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, God in one, three in one? Well, you know, we have a husband and a wife. When they get married, they become one. That doesn't mean that they are one mathematically. They are one in unity. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are three different personalities and persons. You can actually feel them, you can actually touch them, you can actually talk to them independently. They are three different persons. They are united in agreement, and they are united in thoughts and actions and purpose. This is not mathematical unity. This is spiritual unity. God exists as the triune God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So when God, the triune God, the Blessed Trinity goes before us, nothing can stand before us. Here it says in Micah chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, Amen. The breaker is come up before them. Who is this breaker? The Lord God Almighty. The Lord God Almighty is more mightier than a bulldozer. The Lord God Almighty is more mightier than the sun. When the Lord goes before us, the mountains that block our path will be ground to powder. The oceans that blocked our path will split in two. And that's what happened. When the ocean stood before the children of Israel, God split the oceans. Because even though we don't see Him and He's invisible, God is going before us. In your ministry, in your workplace, in your family, in everything, do you have an obstacle? Just tell God, God, I want you to go before me. Because you're my Father. I'm not going to go before you. You go before me, Lord. And God will crush the mountains and burn them as chaff. There was a gate in Micah 2, 12 and 13. A big iron gate that was closed. But God, the breaker, went before this flock of sheep. Because sheep don't know how to open the gate. But the shepherd does. And he broke through the gate. That's why it says in Isaiah 45, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. Is the way before you crooked? Don't worry. God will straighten it out. I will break in pieces, God says, the gates of brass that are before you, and I will cut in pieces the bars of iron, and I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. One interesting thing about God is, He is a Father. He makes us do everything, and then He gives us the complete credit. It's like, you know, a little 2-year-old baby was wanting to lift something like 50 pounds. And so what the daddy did, the daddy lifted the 50 pounds and made the little boy touch it. And then the daddy said, oh my goodness, boy, little baby, are you strong? You're just like dad, you just lifted the 50 pounds. The baby is so excited because it's thinking it lifted the 50 pounds, but it's the dad who lifted it and made the baby touch it and gave the baby all the credit. Our Heavenly Father is like that. He will do miracles and signs and wonders and supernatural things in our life, and then He will say, oh my goodness, Daniel, Jose, Miles, look at what you've done. And that's what Jesus said when He said, he that believeth on me, the same works and miracles and signs and wonders that I did, He shall do also. And greater things than these shall He do, because I go into the Father. Soon the time is coming that our bodies are going to be transformed and we are going to be taken up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Soon the time is coming that when we command the powers of darkness, they will flee and kneel before us and run for their lives. Soon the time is coming when the people that are in funeral homes and the people that are in coffins, as we preach the name of Jesus Christ and rebuke death in the name of Jesus Christ, they will rise up from the coffins and stand up. Those who have cancer, very rare diseases, those who don't have limbs, those who are blind, all these miracles are going to happen. We are just waiting for the Lord to tell us to go forth. And as we go forth as the church of the living God, Lucifer and his hosts will kneel down before us and surrender to us. Guess who is going before us? Jesus Christ, God Almighty, is going before us. May the Lord bless His words. And may the Lord strengthen us and give us the victory. For in the name of Jesus Christ, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, we always have the victory. We will go forward. We will triumph. And we will overcome. Thus saith the Lord.